Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, January the 25th.
I'm Ian.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Beth. Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show, In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:57 a.m. and sunset will be at 4:47 p.m. The weather for the coming week will remain cloudy with highs of around 7 degrees centigrade, that's 44 degrees Fahrenheit, by Monday. Now, don't forget that we've been telling you the last few weeks about a donation from the Pedmore Sporting Association that has allowed us to purchase re-recordable CDs. The cost of sending out new CDs each week is one of the biggest expenditures we have here at the Talking News, and recording over them will save us a significant amount of money going forward. The only change for you is that you will have to send your CD back each week, which many of our listeners already do. So from now on, can you please send back your CD when you finish with it, as many of you already do. We hope you're all enjoying the new CDs, but if you have any questions or problems, you can call Helen on 01902 886 785.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you struggle managing or dropping your medication? If so, there are various strategies to help. 1. Organise your tablet boxes so that you can tell them apart by touch tactile markings or different colour markings. Try using pre-prepared blister packs from your pharmacist. There are also a wide variety of pill boxes available that can make it easier. Your local telecare provider may be able to help with automatic tablet dispensers. 2. When taking the pills out of the blister pack packaging, push them into a high-sided colour contrast bowl to reduce the risk of dropping them and giving you more chance to see the pills in the bowl. 3. Always be consistent and organised with your medication. If you need help in organising your medication, seek advice from your local pharmacy or your doctor. If you need any further advice, contact John at the Beacon on 01902 886 786. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Helen Brown on 01902 886 785 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. They've been dubbed the nation's favourite ballroom couple and they will be pulling on their dancing shoes in Birmingham on Saturday the 28th. Anton de Beek and Erin Bogue will be performing to classics including I Got Rhythm, Moondance, Guys and Dolls, Strike Up the Band and I Could Have Danced All Night. They will be joined by the full 25-piece London Concert Orchestra. Tickets for the show at Birmingham Symphony Hall start from £22.50. Call 0121 780 3333.
It may seem like we have only just got Christmas out of the way, but if you have little ones in your family who are already looking forward to Easter, you may want to make a note that the National Trust has announced details of the Easter egg hunts taking place at its properties around the West Midlands over the Easter period. Youngsters will have to pay a fee of around £2.50 and after completing the hunt will get to enjoy a Cadbury's Easter egg. The events are usually very popular, so you may want to think about whether it's worth the trip for your family this year.
Gardeners can find out more about beautiful snowdrops at a guest lecture being held at Ashwood Nurseries in Kingswinford next month. There are already only a few tickets remaining for the event on February the 7th, which will see Eddie Roberts explain his fascination with the beautiful flowers. Tickets are £20 and include a garden tour, a drink and a homemade cake. Lectures will take place at 10:45 a.m. and 2:15 p.m. Ashwood Nurseries is currently fundraising in aid of the Beacon Centre. And to book a ticket, call 01384 401 996.
Fancy a stroll? Why not head out with the Beacon Centre? A group from the charity will be heading out for a walk around the beautiful Salt Wells Nature Reserve in Dudley on January the 30th. If you would like to join them, why not call Hayley to book a place on 01902 880 111.
Thank you. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. Tickets are now available for a unique foodie fundraiser in aid of the leading sight loss charity, the Beacon Centre. A Pay What You Think It's Worth curry night is being held at the charity's Wolverhampton Road East base in Sedgley on February 24th. Those who go along will be able to enjoy a three-course set menu, including vegetarian options, and special entertainment on the evening, and at the end pay what they think it's worth. Money raised will support the charity's Active Eyes social group, which supports people with sight loss to try new activities they thought would never be possible. Beacon Centre's Innovations, Development and Fundraising Officer, Anna Marie Balram, said, "It's backed by popular demand, and if our last event was anything to go by, we know it'll be a fantastic evening and hope it will raise some vital funds in aid of our social group. If you like a curry, why not come along and do your bit for a good cause while enjoying a tasty meal and some great entertainment." Tickets are limited. To book a place, contact Anna Marie on 01902 880 111 extension 257 or via email on abalram@beaconvision.org. Now, the Beacon Centre is delighted to announce that it will be holding its first ever Tech Week next month. We'll have lots of events at our centre in Sedgley to showcase the very best of technology and how even simple gadgets, used the right way, can help you live a fuller and more independent life. Listen in next week to find out more details about the event. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Ian.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.